Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Jill Vandervoort with the Pella Convention and Visitors Bureau joins us on today's program to preview the 9th annual Red Rock Balloon Fest.
Well, Jill, the annual festive celebration for our entire county is coming back again July 12th through the 14th. It is the Red Rock Balloon Fest in its 9th year. For folks who aren't familiar, let our listeners know a little bit about the Balloon Fest, how it came to be, and why it's such a fun celebration and weekend for our entire county to enjoy.
Well, 9 years ago, a local area person came together and kind of met with Knoxville and Pella representatives. His name is Kevin Mart, and had this dream of creating this event. It was something that we had to think closely about because it's something we hadn't done before, and where would be the location, which was difficult to make sure that we're representing both the communities in this partnership. And 9 years later, here we are with 37 competitive pilots, along with our 38th pilot, which will be selling rides and so forth this year. So we have more pilots this year than ever before. We have great sponsorship provided. We've lost a few, but we've gained some new exciting sponsorships as well. Some of those are in-kind sponsors, and just looking forward to another great event this year.
And for folks who aren't familiar as well, I'll let our listeners know when the balloons will be launching, as that's kind of the cornerstone of the entire weekend.
Well, our pilots do meet before every launch, so they meet Friday night at 6 p.m., and they meet Saturday morning at 6 a.m., Saturday night, 6 p.m., and Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Therefore, following the meeting, you might see them in the sky potentially by 6:30, 6:45 a.m. and p.m. following those pilot meetings at the Country Inn & Suites Hotel. So look to the skies after those meetings have concluded, and they'll launch from anywhere that they can, depending on weather and winds. Obviously, the goal is to get them across North Overlook Beach for each of those flights.
Within those balloon flights, there are some competitions among the pilots, as you mentioned, competitive pilots. And there are also special events that'll be at the lake at night, especially with the night glow and things like that. Let our listeners know about some of those not only competitive things, but those other visual things that'll be fun to enjoy.
Right. Our event has now become kind of an event that pilots can participate in, and they can gain points towards the Indianola Classics coming up here yet this summer. So we have some pilots that are actually participating competitively unsponsored this year. So we have 5 pilots coming on their own expense to participate. Friday night's race is actually the Iowa State Savings Bank Cup race. The trophy goes to those that score the most points on Friday night's race. Also, Friday night, we have a little bit of a competition taking place, community competition. Knoxville's Mayor Hatch will compete against Pella's Mayor Mueller in a mayor's flight race and see who can hit the target as the mayors toss their target drop that night as well. So we appreciate those that feel this event has become very popular with the pilots. We appreciate that they feel it's competitive enough that they want to come here and compete in the event, whether they're sponsored or not, coming all the way from Texas, a number of them are this year. So I'm looking forward to another great event.
Well, and not only is it about the balloons, there's entertainment and special events all throughout the weekend. What are some of the opportunities people have to enjoy the evening at Lake Red Rock and all the recreation it has to offer at North Overlook Beach?
Friday night, we have performing live at the beach. We have the Steve McLean Band. They'll be performing from 6 to 10. On Saturday morning is the annual fundraiser cross-country run, and that is also taking place starting at the beach along with the pancake breakfast that they will host each year, and it's very well attended. It's a great opportunity to give to both the Knoxville and Pella High School cross-country teams. So Pella High, Pella Christian, and Knoxville will be organizing that event, and proceeds go to their cross-country teams. Also at 9 o'clock Saturday morning, the Corps of Engineers will be hosting the Let's Go Paddling, where you can learn to kayak canoe right there at North Overlook Beach free of charge. Throughout the day, we have kids' activities on the beach with crafts and so forth. And then at 5:30 on Saturday evening, we'll be looking to rededicate the Red Rock Lake and Red Rock Dam. The Corps of Engineers will celebrate their 50th anniversary. And I'll let them share more about that when they do their interview. But we'd like to have a great group of people there to celebrate the rededication of Red Rock. 6 to 10 will be music by Rock Bottom Band. They're an area favorite as well. So 6 to 10 on Saturday night. And then this year, we've also added a lighted boat parade on Saturday evening following the night glow. We hope to have night glows on the beach by our balloonists on Friday and Saturday night, both at dusk, but also the lighted boat parade on Saturday night.
Very good. And obviously, this event is kind of adhering to the weather. And one of the things that we always try to remind people is we're in contact with you throughout the weekend. And if there is anything that does change, delays, all of the above, you'll let us know.
We will. We'll be contacting KNAA KRLS to make sure of any updates on weather. And also, we'll have it posted on our Facebook continually as well. So if you go to our Facebook, it's Facebook Red Rock Lake Balloon Fest. And you can get any updates at either of those locations throughout the event.
The KNIA KRLS Little Big Red Radio is participating in festivities on Saturday. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.